Hi, I'm Becky Bliss. Welcome to part two of my recordings for the new moon and Ring of Fire eclipse on Saturday, the 14th of October, 2023. This lunation has an immense amount of divine feminine energy behind it and is a powerful time for engaging in spiritual practices and releasing yourself from something that has held you captive. The world may seem unpredictable, and we are undoubtedly in for a few surprises. However, rest assured, a bit like the number 13, eclipses have received a bad rap. And yes, whilst we are in the midst of a massive shakeup, rest assured that a greater force is at play and a grander creative design is just beyond the horizon. If you would like to know a bit more about the energies behind the new moon and solar eclipse inspired by the Vedic system of astrology, then have a listen to part one if you haven't already. If you don't know your sidereal rising and moon signs, you are welcome to download a free copy of your birth chart if you don't have one, via my website. You can blend the two, your rising and your moon sign, for a more accurate portrait. The moon sign generally reflects your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. The ascendant or rising sign tends to lean towards your personality, how others perceive and receive you. So make sure that you listen up for both. The following forecast contains messages for all signs of the zodiac. This is for the October to November lunation, new moon to new moon 2023. Virgo, rising and or moon signs. This new moon and ring of fire solar eclipse will be passing over the first house of your natal chart. So the main attraction is all happening in your own sign. This is indicating a total shakeup of self. This might be a sudden change of mind, a change of image, and a completely different you. You are naturally detailed and fussy and are likely feeling a kind of chaos and unpredictability that makes you feel uneasy around the time of the eclipse. Sensitivity is heightened. You probably feel a bit fragile and touchy. As ever, take time to rest and to lay low at the start of this lunation. And whatever it is that's ruffling your feathers up, don't take it personally. Things will seem different when you come through the other side. It might not be easy. However, the eclipse energy brings forth a hidden strength that helps you to smash through any self-doubt that has been lurking in the shadows. You are gifted the willpower you need to keep going. Be fearless, because you will find a way of overcoming challenges regardless of failures and setbacks. This is the beginning and not the end, even if things are not as you had planned them to be. There will be a breakthrough that leads you towards an unexpected new venture. This eclipse is the start of a development that you simply could not have prepared or planned for. This is going to take hands-on practical skill or your shrewdness and excellent organization. Someone is going to really need you. Mars, ruler of Chitra Nakshatra, is passing over your second house at the time of the eclipse. Your fighting spirit might well be needed for a dispute that links to wealth or inheritance. The said someone is going to need you for your light and fresh perspective. The eclipse gateway kindles a spark in you that ignites transformation and seismic changes that connect to the mind, body, and soul. Anticipate this to be the transformational period that carries you through to the new year. Things may feel rocky, and at times even volatile, but trust that things are going to settle. Big changes are on the horizon that will shake up your well-being and vitality. It could also be that you are closely involved in some transformative modifications to do with a body or a consortium that you're a small yet valuable part of, the structure of which is in the midst of a mammoth transition. Retain your balance and prepare for changes that surpass the imagination. Your role in this change is significant. Libra, rising and moon signs. Sun and moon held in an embrace with the charming creative Chitra in your 12th house with Mercury. This is a time to anticipate breakthroughs with regards to communication and a much needed ending to a dispute that you handle with creativity and charisma. The shadows of this eclipse will have you witnessing the demolishing of old patterns that once upon a time inhibited your freedom. The multifaceted diamond stars of Chitra will bring to the light further details related to an old conflict, where you will suddenly see a new layer of truth. Stay humble and forgive easily, because parts of your hidden life might come up to the surface, whether you are ready for others to see or not. Tap into the unpredictable eclipse energy to burn through troubles that have had you at a loss. This energy is also supportive of your intuition, which will likely be on fire around this new moon and solar eclipse. This time is supportive of meditative practice as well as spiritual and psychic journeying. The Mars transit over your first house is supportive of all the battles and wars that you're facing within and without. Mars is bringing you both honor and courage to keep your head held high, regardless of whatever chaos might be happening around you. Scorpio, rising and moon signs. Transiting the cusp of your 11th house, this eclipse gateway may well be the precursor to a surprising incident or an unanticipated development that propels you towards something you have desired for a very long time. Expect a dramatic change that has you moving closer to financial successes or some closure to a quest you've been in pursuit of that leads you towards some vital information and knowledge. Whatever happens, expect a big shakeup with regards to your finances and the way that you view successes. This eclipse might bring up some hidden depths and darkness that feels overwhelming. Soothe the mind by consciously connecting to something tactile and of substance and involving yourself in activities that are creative, painting, crafts, even dancing. Whatever is causing you discomfort, know that you have the power on hand to burn through any difficulty. Before you realize it, you will be smashing your way through that hypothetical cage or prison. Whatever has a hold on you that has held you captive, the Warrior Mars energy over your 12th house brings you strength to overcome. Whatever you have been clinging onto, this eclipse gateway has you breaking loose and flying freely. Be mindful of confrontational situations and conflict on or around the time of the eclipse to avoid the unnecessary escalation of a misunderstanding. Choose your battles. Sagittarius, rising and moon signs. The Sun, Moon and Mercury will be transiting over the 10th house of your natal chart at the time of the eclipse. The energy of the eclipse has you not only smashing through old repetitive patterns, it also has you realigning and questioning your entire purpose, thinking about your actions. Now might be a good time to break the mold as you are seeing new facets to your work and viewing your ambition in a new light. You are influential to others, and an unexpected twist brings up truths that might be surprising and shocking. Your dreams and possibly your values are shifting, and whatever you originally set out to achieve may end up looking completely different to what you expected. The energy of Mars in your 11th house is keeping you driven and passionate. You have a tenacity and a willpower to push through no matter what life is throwing at you. Staying true to yourself is important. You are not here to impress everyone else, and Mars is bringing courage to stick to your guns as you pursue your newfound goals and desires. Capricorn, rising and or moon signs. The Ring of Fire eclipse will be over your 9th house, which this lunation has you deep diving into your life purpose and considering your fortune. There may be a sense of stickiness between now and New Year that links to wealth, especially how money is being distributed, and you may have concerns for the future and where you're headed. The disturbances you encounter are a way to break down and fracture old ways and old ideas, because something shinier is waiting for you beneath the surface layers. It's time to get creative. Prepare for unexpected victories and a drastic overhaul with regards to your future. This new moon merger alongside Mercury marks a time where you might go within. This is an inner journey where you get to explore your spiritual depths. The energies are supremely supportive of spiritual practices around this time. The transformative energies of the eclipse not only take you to new realms, but have you exploring new paths entirely. You are guided by a feeling that takes you towards very practical and hands-on acts of virtue. You might become devoted to a charity or just cause where, true to your nature, you put in some good old-fashioned hard work. You will likely benefit from being connected to nature, water, and the outdoors in general, as spiritual energies are off the scale during the new moon eclipse. Aligning yourself to nature's forces helps you to stay earthed and satisfies your desire to connect to the wilder environment that Mother Nature has to offer. Mars in your 10th house has you action orientated and supports ambitions that are charitable and tie into your future. Aquarius, arising and moon signs. The new moon merger is passing over the 8th house of your natal chart, which means the already transformational forces of the eclipse energy and the stars of Chitra are off the scale for Aquarians. The 8th house ties into the unseen and to death. This is not anything to fear. This is the breakthrough that is needed to rupture whatever has held you stuck. This transit is an opportunity that leads to resolution. This marks the death of whatever has had a hold on you for some time. This might be where you are freed from disease, deep worry, or defeat. Think of the eclipse as a power-up that breaks open the bottle that contains the healing remedy. Once broken, there is no putting it back together. There is no going back. Yet, now the soothing, curative potion is flowing freely. The eclipse is a magical time, but this is a power that we cannot control or even attempt to hold back. Be open to the possibility of life-changing experiences for the better, but be mindful of playing with fire by trying to control outcomes. Mars passing over your ninth house has you fighting for truth this lunation. Pisces, rising and or moon signs. Deeply receptive, watery, and in tune with the more subtle nuances of communication. This new moon eclipse is full on for you. And if you're unguarded and ungrounded, it may have you feeling lost, overexcited, over-emotional. It is of high importance that you keep the balance and find your center. Lay low and concentrate on yourself. This eclipse, seven away from your own sign, marks a great shake-up in a relationship. This might be a marriage or partnership or a complete overhaul of a commercial collaboration that you are involved in. Anticipate changes this lunation in all your relationships to some degree, for better or for worse. This new moon solar eclipse might well be the ring of fire that connects you to yourself. This might be the shakeup of mind, of heart, and of soul that seals the truest relationship you will ever have. That unbreakable bond of love that you have with yourself. Mars in your eighth gifts you a warrior spirit. This is a potent transformational force that can be instinctual and harmonizing. Any turbulence within close relationships can be transformed if you simply step aside. Allow any conflict and confrontation to dissolve in the transformative energy of the new moon. There may be power struggles, but it's your decision if you play this game or not. This might even be a battle of your own head versus heart. Aries rising and or moon. This new moon solar eclipse will be passing over your sixth house of health and of enemies. Expect a transformation. Expect an overhaul and some giant leaps of innovation linking into medicine, surgeons, debts, or competitors. This new moon and eclipse portal is about to unfasten the immovable. A challenging problem that seems unyielding is about to come cascading down. Whether your adversary is a person, a health issue, a debt, or an argument where there seems to be no positive solutions, this eclipse energy is about to break it all up. Where the pieces might fall is anybody's guess, and in some ways that is quite exciting. The next few months may feel uncomfortable as you will need to let go of a lot of things that you're not quite ready to part with. We all are in a great time of transition. If you stumble a little, hang on to the lesson and know this isn't defeat. Your ruling planet, Mars, gifts you great willpower and energy to take the action that's needed to move forwards. On a personal level, things will smooth out once we get into the new year. Mars, which is your ruling planet and also the ruler of Chitra Nakshatra, has you driven towards deeper and more meaningful interactions. It may be that you're experiencing new levels in a relationship, and driven by your animal instincts, you long to get closer to someone significant. Taurus, rising and moon signs, prepare for a shake-up of your emotions and some turmoil romantically. As this new moon eclipse transits over the fifth house of your natal chart, deep feelings drive you towards an even greater shake-up that has you making a choice that could completely change your fortune. If you are feeling energetically spent and can't move, it's okay to go with it. Solar eclipses are also new moons and a time to go within. The lack of moonlight may have you feeling depleted, but this is temporary. You can think of this as the dark place of growth before a mini rebirth. This is leading you towards self-improvement, the energy of the solar eclipse is guiding you towards a deeper learning and a deeper love. Pay extra attention to the heart as well as the stomach this lunation. It's time to digest whatever has happened and follow the heart, which leads you towards a fate, a destiny that was always intended for you. You are better equipped now to determine what is and what isn't right for you. Trust in a divine power that's at play. You might be some way involved in investments or gambling, although this could also link into a big decision that you're about to make. This is the lottery of life that you're playing. This lunation, you may experience layers being peeled away, especially regarding certain habitual ingrained patterns that you seem to keep repeating. There is also a chance that you may now be smashing through old karmas. The energies of the new moon have you turning in a new direction, carrying you to a royal, regal position. Trust that there is a divine hand offering you support and wisdom from a higher place. Prepare yourself for breakthroughs of fortune, imagination, creativity, and giant leaps forward for your children. This could even be linked to a brainchild. Beneath the powers of this new moon, expect success in practicing any customs that are ritualistic in nature. These might be traditional practices that incorporate mantra or magic words of some kind. These formalities have a flavor of the mystical and contain more power than you could possibly imagine. Gemini rising and or moon signs. This new moon solar eclipse, along with your planetary ruler Mercury, will be over your fourth house. This will possibly have you overthinking and overanalyzing, which may have you agitated and feeling a bit worried. Take some time to be still and find security and softness in light activities that you enjoy. Take it easy. It's likely your focus is on family, your home, and your finances. Rather than being overly analytical, it will be in the diving into your deepest silent domains that the best answers float up to the surface. This new moon eclipse energy is the vehicle that carries you through an impossible domestic issue. This marks the start of the redesign to your home or land, or the remodeling of the relationship you have with a motherly figure. It could well be all three. It might otherwise be a spiritual sort of a shake-up that has you reconnecting to the earth, to Gaia. You may be feeling especially connected to your inner realms and the nurturing goddess energy that exists within you. Mars, ruler of Chitra over your fifth house, has you motivated and compelled to think about the future well-being and successes of your own children, and is enforcing an irresistible compulsion that pulls you towards whatever or whoever is calling for you. Cancer rising and or moon signs. Just as the moon's shadow passes over the face of the sun, you may feel some anxiety as you face shades of your own mind that you hadn't paid attention to before. The layers are complex and you may well be questioning yourself and feeling doubtful, insecure even, especially over a memory. If your mind is full of too much chatter, take some time out for some mindful activities and practices that help to relax you. Treat yourself to a massage and ease out some tension. Also, pay attention to how you hold yourself, as you may well be carrying a lot of stress in your neck and your shoulders, and even holding your breath without even realizing it. Passing over the third house, this new moon and solar eclipse sees a huge shake-up in how you express yourself, your skills and your talents, and may also bring an unusual turn of events that solves a dispute over a boundary in a shocking and unprecedented way. As Cancer is ruled by the moon, you will likely be feeling the ripples of the eclipses intensely and probably be experiencing strong emotions. You may be feeling overreactive or protective. However, you can use your sensitivities to everyone's advantage. If you can gift yourself with some space and a breath, you might just feel stirred to express yourself and how you communicate in fresh ways. This is more than just words. This is how you see, feel, and hear things too. Because as you take a step back, you are picking up on what others are really saying in a more nuanced way. As this lunation progresses and reaches a peak at the full moon, so too will your creativity, as something or someone motivates a spark of change in you. You are facing challenges innovatively and head on. This new moon solar eclipse marks the moment where a hostile situation is about to come to a dramatic conclusion. Between now and the new year, you might be surprised to find yourself a part of a shared vision, amending a dispute in a fun way, rebuilding bridges with neighbours, and perhaps even taking on a new role that requires a lot of attention to the finer detail, such as secretary or bookkeeper. Leo, rising and or moon signs. The shadows and depths of your mind and emotions will be battling with your heart, and it's likely you will be feeling a bit unsettled around the time of the eclipse itself. However, this said, the eclipse portal is more than likely going to be an exhilarating time for you, especially regarding matters of love and the heart, as planet Venus is passing over the first house of your natal chart throughout October. Your motto is most likely to make love and not war. You are drawn to artistry and charmed by the feminine, or else are captivating to others by means of your own goddess force. This new moon solar eclipse heralds big changes when it comes to finances, resources, and wealth. There is a significant shakeup that has you speaking up for yourself, and a surprise that has you jolted in an unanticipated direction. The presence of Venus in your own sign, held in Magha Nakshatra, is suggestive that this may well lead you towards a function that has you speaking out in public, acting, or playing a central role in a performance. This could also be a ceremony or ritual of some sort. The eclipse will help with something that needs some finality and push along some closure. You are about to become unstuck with regards to a situation that likely relates to your close family, and you may well need and desire some extra affection and some closeness and a bit more compromise around this time. There is a magical energy flowing full force over the next few weeks, and whilst we would be naive to believe we can be in control of this, we can be resolute with our own objectives. On a spiritual level, moon, the mind and the emotion, is breaking through the soul. Unidentified patterns are being brought to light, unveiling parts of your own psyche that you've never before explored. The position of Venus has you feeling a pull towards the spiritual or a deep love for tradition. You might also be craving a little bit more attention than you usually do. Mars in your third house is really boosting your creative drive. Leos, this is an excellent time to connect to a higher power and all at the same time remain true and sovereign to who you really are. The energy of the eclipse portal is an opportunity to break through into ingenious and inspired creative possibilities. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to have a listen to part one, which will give you a little bit of insight to the energies behind this new or dark moon and Ring of Fire solar eclipse. Don't forget to subscribe if you enjoy listening to these recordings, and do give me a thumbs up to show your support. I wish you a restful time around this new moon. Have an inspired October, and I will see you again very soon. Namaste.